All right, Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us. A pleasure having Jessica on. She's part of Cut 4 at MLB.com and always looks at the interesting parts of baseball. You know, we get so stuck on the pitcher and the hitter and everything else, but there's always a lot more going on in the game, and the fans love it. So, Jessica, nice to have you on with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great. And you did a piece last night, I think, on Pat Kelly, the bench coach of the Reds, and Casey Kelly, his son, pitched for the Giants. And it was one of those stories that, again, we love that part of baseball, and you were on top of it. What happened last night?
Oh, it was such a heartwarming moment. Pat Kelly is, of course, the Reds bench coach, and his son, Casey Kelly, started on the bump for the Giants. And they spoke to Pat at the beginning of the game, and Pat said he's used to being up in the bleachers, you know, with a hot dog and a beer watching Casey, and he got the best seat in the house. He's in the Reds dugout. And the two actually exchanged a salute mid-game, and it just warms your heart. It reminds you, like, yeah, they're going up against each other. It could be kind of an awkward family dinner, depending on how the game turns out later, but they still respect each other, and they know the game, and it was a really heartwarming moment for them to exchange those salutes.
Yeah, so those are parts of the game that we don't see all the time, but it's the reality of the game, so I like that part of it. The other one you had, which, and I look back at some of the things you've done recently, and again, always a lot of fun, Noah Syndergaard was asked about the Little League World Series. Of course, now the Mets are going to play in a game in Williamsport and Sunday. I think it's Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken. And Syndergaard is there, and there are going to be a lot of kids around. And he had a reaction to that.
Yeah, so Noah Syndergaard got randomly landed on the DL with hand, foot, and mouth disease. And this was over the All-Star break. And he thinks what had happened was he was working with some kids in this camp and got the disease. And turns out J.A. Happ, unfortunately, got the same disease. And in a mid-game interview, Syndergaard was asked what Little League Classic they were going to play in. He said, hopefully none of the kids have hand, foot, and mouth disease. So he made a joke of it. If you aren't following Noah Syndergaard on Twitter, he's one of the funniest guys you could possibly find on social media. So he made light of it, and it was just kind of interesting to see how he reacted. He said it was on his mind, and I always appreciate when the players do that. And it was kind of cool to see him poke fun at himself in that scenario.
Well, baseball is looking for that part of the game to get the personality of the player before the game, before the public, and then go out and play a heck of a game. But they want the public to understand it. And you guys do a good job at Cut 4 at MLB.com.
Oh,
no, you do. Jessica Kleinschmidt with us. Because the other one was McCutchen. And, of course, the Puig-Hundley craziness of the other night. And we're going to deal with that on the show today. But McCutchen the next day came out on Instagram, and it was really a long Instagram interview of himself talking about the fight. How about that one?
Well, the beauty of this was, you know, we're not really used to hearing the players talk about these situations, and I don't want to say he made light of the situation, because obviously what happened was unfortunate, but he's an outfielder, right? So he says that every time there's a brawl, by the time he shows up, it's over. So what he did was he did his own play-by-play and kind of had some fun with it and said, you know, I was sitting in the outfield and all of a sudden the bullpen's running past me, because he was thinking about his previous at-bats and that's where his mind was. And all of a sudden this is going down. He runs there and everything's, you know, over. Obviously Hunter Pence kind of seemed like to be the peacekeeper holding Hundley back and everything like that. And Max Muncy holding Yasiel Puig back and everything. So he did his own play-by-play and, you know, made fun of the fact that he should have, you know, done like a karate move and been prepared. Because if you look at Andrew McCutchen, when he shows up, he's just kind of standing there like, well, I have to be here to support my teammates, but I'm not going to be able to do anything. And so he did his own play-by-play on his Instagram story and saying, you know, during the brawl, as an outfielder, it's kind of like you're showing up to a birthday party late. You know, you're coming, you're all excited, but it's all done. They've already eaten the cake, if you will. So he made it so we kind of understand where he's coming from. When the brawls happen, we know the bullpen comes out. Usually it's taken, you know, the pitcher and a catcher, but to have the outfielder's perspective and a hilarious guy like Andrew McCutchen kind of gave us a new perspective, and he made somewhat light of a very serious issue, but it was fantastic.
And I guess he must edit this stuff himself because it moved quickly.
Yeah, and it was on his Instagram story, and so he did it like kind of, as quickly as he possibly could, because you only get a certain amount of seconds in your Instagram story. But then the next day he goes on and talks about him going to Starbucks and eating the hot sandwiches. So this may be his new thing. So I suggest, you know, paying attention, because he may have his own series soon. It's kind of funny.
Well, Jessica Kleinschmidt with us. I'll just say this about McCutcheon. I'll take the baseball side. When I see him get a hit with a runner in scoring position and two out, I'll feel a lot better. So, but he needs to do that once in a while, too. Chase Darno. Now, I didn't know this one. Now, you had you had an article about Chase Darno and great pictures. Tell us about this one. I had no idea about this one.
Yeah, so I actually met Chase a few weeks back, and he's a big fan of Cut 4. And the thing about Chase is he's kind of having a lot of fun with social media and doing his skits. He recently did like a rap with Johnny Cueto, and Cueto was in the DL, and with him with on the River Cats. And so he's been doing stuff like that. And recently I noticed, as I'm looking at his Instagrams and all of his social media, like people are just creating this circle around him and watching him eat sunflower seeds. So I texted him and I was like, what the heck is going on? And he said, I don't know, like this person showed up and there was a picture of me stuffing my face with sunflower seeds. I posted it to my Instagram and a Giants fan came to one of my games with a blown up picture of his face stuffed with sunflower seeds. And it kind of developed this trend, and people, and there's a picture post on Instagram, are just looking up to him as it's happening. And so I got some information from him, and then everybody kind of went with that. And, you know, fans were bringing seeds along the sidelines, and he's like, so I'm just going to, you know, stuff my face. And there's signs that they were making from it and everything like that. So he's having some fun with it. And it turned out, you know, fans were giving him seeds, but he's like, you know what? You can give me seeds, but I'm going to put on a show for you. And he's a natural performer. Of course, he sings really well, and he's actually performed at the Bonnaroo Festival. So the guy can put on a show, and it was just good to kind of get that perspective from him. But he obviously has a strong future in baseball, but he's a great performer as well. So I'm glad I got to put some stuff on for him for Cut 4.
Yeah, I have. Now he does this at the home park, right? He'll do it here. I got to see this. You know, because the picture, he looks like a chipmunk, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And that's part of his thing. And the fans love it. And it's, you know, obviously fans want to watch baseball, but they want to remind themselves these guys are humans, too. And he puts on a little performance for them, and the fans adore it. Yeah.
Yeah, very funny. Adam Jones got on Cut 4 at cut4@mlb.com. You can find it there. They're great stories, great pictures, too. But I like Adam Jones. I know the Orioles probably would put him on waivers. He may not want to go, but he is sort of a pillar of the community in Baltimore. Who knows where he'll be next year. But you had a nice little story about Adam Jones as well.
Yeah, and this was a really interesting night. I felt like the fans were just super amazing. There was a lot of adorable fans in the crowd, young fans in the crowd. In this scenario, Adam Jones, he had his 13th home run of the season. And it's actually an interesting night because it was the 43rd time him and Chris Davis both hit home runs with each other. And that was kind of interesting. Obviously, the Orioles are struggling this season, so it was good to write something positive. So he hit the home run, and as he gets to the dugout, he looks over, and you want to, one of the cutest kids I've ever seen in my life was just sitting there, and Adam Jones points him out and gives him his batting gloves, hands it to the usher without even skipping a beat. And if you saw this kid's reaction, he was in shock. And I don't know if it was his mom or somebody that he was with, but this person was looking at him like, wow, that actually happened. And that's probably one of my favorite things. Billy Hamilton did it not too long ago. And without even skipping a beat, just gives him away. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. And it was a really fun night on Cut 4. I felt like there was so much to write about and beautiful fans, you know, showing off these types of things. And to see this happen just totally melted my heart.
Yeah, very good. Jessica Kleinschmidt with us again. And we love having you on, and this aspect of baseball, really, because these are people who come to the games. These are people who spend money. This is what makes the game live on, and it is a big part of social media as well. There was something about a pink mohawk and Ronald Acuna. What was that all about?
Okay, so Ronald Acuna obviously has been demolishing the ball and hitting all these leadoff homers and making it known that this is a big deal, right? So a Braves fan decided, hey, you know, if he hits another home run, a leadoff home run, I'm going to dye my hair pink and give myself a mohawk. So, of course, I saw this and got super excited. And turns out this guy was following me on Twitter, so I talked to him But he kind of chickened out because Acuña, of course, did hit a home run. And the guy said, well, I can't paint my hair. I can't dye it pink because of work. And I was like, dude, you can't get me all excited and not go through with this. So he actually didn't go through with it. But he's, you know, don't ever tweet something that you can't go through. But and especially against Ronald Acuña Jr., who was setting these records, you know, homer five straight, youngest player at the age of 20 to do so. And of course, hitting all these leadoff homers and just doing fantastic things. But turns out Braves GM Brandon did not get a pink mohawk. And that kind of upsets me.
See,
but
if I said that, I would do it.
I know you would, because you're a good human being, Marty.
I would.
And this person, and you would never lie to me. This person lied to us, and but he's cool, and we talked it out, and I was really upset. But now, and then people went over to Twitter and said, you know what, I'll paint my beard pink, and now I just don't trust anyone. So now I just say, like, if you're going to do it, I need, you know, physical proof. I need a picture, and everything's cool. I don't hate Brandon, GM Brandon, whatever his name is, but, you know, don't get me excited and then don't pull through with it.
I love it. All right. If Carmen is listening, I'll come into our next podcast with the pink mohawk.
We'll perfect.
All right. Very good. Hey, I want to get your opinion on something. We did, and I know you enjoy our podcast with Carmen and Allie, Mid-Inning Relief. We have fun with it. And again, it's different viewpoints on baseball. And I want to get your viewpoint on the Puig-Hundley, the dust-up, so to speak. And Puig grabs the bat. Hundley said something, pushing and shoving. What did you think when all that was going on?
So I don't want to say love when this happens, but I feel like with baseball, we're not expecting so much one-on-one type of stuff. Football, they obviously hit each other. Hockey, it happens all the time. And basketball, you don't see it as much, but it is more one-on-one. I like seeing the passion that happens. And obviously to see the team support and everything like that, to see Yasiel Puig kind of do this like last minute kind of a cat swipe at Nick kind of weirded me out a little bit. But I really love seeing the passion of it. I love bench clearing brawls. I really do. I don't condone violence, but I think I do like to see the passion that happens. And obviously Max Muncy, of all people, who had a solid, who's having a solid season, to say, you know what, I held Yasiel Puig back. Like, that's a good little ego boost for him. And you know, obviously there's a lot of passion and stuff. You know, I was a raised athlete. When I have adrenaline going through my veins, like, who knows what's going to come out of my mouth? And it was actually pretty bad stuff. I like to consider myself a lady, but a lot of things I say are not ladylike. So when you're going through that, I don't have an issue with that. But obviously, we don't condone violence. We don't condone that type of stuff. But I will never, ever feel bad to see that type of emotion in any sort of sport. So it happens. And obviously, they knew they were going to get trouble for it. The appeals did happen, but I don't ever think that it's a bad thing to see somebody with passion and have their teammates support them.
Very good. Great answer. Boy, a pleasure having you on. Jessica Kleinschmidt, no, always a pleasure. Cut four at MLB. And again, these stories are there. The pictures are always good. And, you know, they're very brief little things you read in about 30 seconds, but it's part of the game. Jessica, thanks for being on with us, as always.
Thanks, Marty, for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Jessica Kleinschmidt, a little different perspective on the game.